This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to send two formal impeachment charges against President Trump to the Senate, clearing the way for the trial to start next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed the articles of impeachment late Wednesday. She said the process should serve as a warning both to President Trump and to future chief executives.
Make it be very clear that this president will be held accountable, that no one is above the law, and that no future president should ever entertain the idea that Article 2 says that he can do whatever he wants.
The formal charges were delivered to the Senate, where the trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Donald Trump and China's chief negotiator signed the so-called Phase 1 of a trade deal between the two countries Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
When jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.